Yes, thank you. I just like to say thanks for having me,
Right.
and I wish all you all the best. Have a good Christmas to all of you,
Yes.
and a prosperous New Year.
Are you a Christmas man, Shamar? You buy lots of gifts?
Well, not lots of gifts, but some, not lots.
Buy one. Buy one for Roland. Roland Butcher. Shamar, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and I want to wish you all the best in the future. You've started very, very well indeed. Merry Christmas to you and to yours.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So stay with us, Kyle. Stay with us, Josh. We're not going to keep you gentlemen too much longer. 4341790. When we come back, we're going to open the lines. A little bit later on the show, we're going to be going to, of course, Jamaica to talk to Jackie Hendrick. Mason and Guest is brought to an association with our very good friends at Barbados. Start to promote a new sport and culture.
Make it a Christmas to remember. Just imagine what you would do if you won the Mega Six jackpot of $395,000. Yes, $395,000 is the jackpot for the next Mega Six draw on Tuesday, December 22nd. So don't wait. Get in the game and get your Mega Six tickets today from Barbados Lottery agents islandwide.
Well, that big jackpot is up to $4 million now. I know that Dr. Ford has got several tickets, and Roland Butcher would have bought his tickets today. Now, we got a call in the line. Hello, welcome, Mason and guests.
Hi,
Season's
good
greetings.
afternoon, Andrew.
How are you, Randolph? This is your time of the year.
Oh, you're sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, have you having some good little chats with the youngsters?
Yes.
And I hope that those young... Oh, good evening, Dr. Ford and Roland, and we have three new people, man.
Yes.
One on Zoom, one on the studio, and one on the line.
Yes, yes. And Kyle Mayers tells me he supports West Brom.
Oh, he's West Brom. All right. Everybody can support the same team. I think we have some good youngsters around, and they just need to harness them and go forward.
Right.
Andrew, I must say, though, that as you have not changed your line of your program from 2 years ago. In the sense that the things you were doing then, I think you continue to do then. Now, and what people were glad about at that point in time, I realize now they don't actually, there are always excuses to join the program around this point in time to have a discussion. But you're on the ball, Andrew, and proceed with your line of attack on matters that are pertinent to the upkeep and the going forward of cricket. I recognize that there are some people who don't pay a cold shoulder to you when they weren't doing it before, but when you ask questions similar to you were asking then, it was all well and good. And I would hope that you would continue to keep in that vein. Now, for West Indies cricket, technically, from how I think, is to go forward. We have too many little bits and pieces, players, still around the cricket. You have some persons who basically were never really hitting their straps in their day, and now they are at the head of, you know, around the cricket. And therefore, these youngsters need, you know, proper guidance. We have some past test players who should be very much around the cricket in helping these people in talks and things that they should be doing in order to go forward. I'm saying within another 3 years and the right set of people is placed around the cricket, I'm sure we can go forward. But when you come in with a... anytime you change, a company changes the management, and the management come in to lick down everything that have been there before. Recognize that nothing goes right. Look at you will see nothing has gone right with the West Indies team since the demise of the Jamaican guy, you know. So we need to get these youngsters going. And I remember some people saying that Hope, which in, you can see in his warm-up games down here, he got runs. He should have been with the A-team because the A-team actually up there were played at least about three or four games against the A-team in with the Black Caps and did well. And that would be a good ground for him, not playing in the test team, but he would be up there playing, you know, at a still a higher level. But Andrew, until the program resumes, I wish you and you and all your guests who would have made this program a very interesting one during the year, a very healthy, happy, and prosperous Christmas, and a blessed beginning to the new year.
Thank you very much indeed, Randolph. Let's go and take another call. Hello, welcome, Mason and guests.
Yeah, good night.
Good night to you, sir.
Season's greetings to you all.
Yes, season's greetings.
You know, I will make my contribution.
Yes.
I have some advice for Jason Houghton, the team of Jason Houghton, continue to pray to the beholder.
Yes.
That winning next series of Mass, that is my wish for Christmas. Mm. Let them know that we still have supporters out there that care. And make that a priority next year.
Wonderful. But Dr. Ford just gave you 4 out of 10.
He gave me 10 out of 10.
No, 4. He gave you 4. He said he gave you 4. I gave you 3.5.
I have some word for
Dr. Ford.
Dr. Ford.
Yes.
But since his man Share Hope, I say he has been born neck and crop like Share Hope.
Oh yes. We know Dr. Ford is a big
a big Share Hope man.
He's a big Jason Holder man as well.
But he
defends Jason Holder even when he's tactically weak as a captain.
Not drawing any constructive criticism.
Yes.
On those green top, Jason Holder should be getting wicked, man. I think he was very disappointed with him.
Yeah.
And then he made a comment saying that the bowlers hold their own. How the bowlers hold their own, man, they rate for nearly 500 runs.
Yes.
And put the batsman under pressure, not that the batsman should have done better, but the bowlers can hold their own. You mean you imagine Marshall and then bowling bad and then going to wicket?
All right. I disappointed
with that, man. The border is who put me under pressure.
Thanks.
I forgot to congratulate you on your award too.
Yes.
I will give you 10 out of that for that. Although you
no,
give me
no, man. 11, man. Come on, no 10. Come on, 11. Thanks for your contribution, Merry Christmas.
All right, keep the good work up.
Keep the calls coming, 4341-790. You can call us if you call us from overseas. You can certainly put 1246 in front. We got another call? Okay, we'll certainly go back to that call. Josh, let's come back to you. We're going to come to Kyle as well. And how did it feel, Josh, when you were told that you are in the final 11? Must have been a very special feeling.
Weird to really describe it still. It's still a shock to me, even though I've made my debut already. It's like I didn't expect it to happen. But yeah, it was a good opportunity, and I was happy to finally get the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And hard work would have been the key for you. We know that you work hard. I speak to your dad quite often, and I understand that you're at the Queen's Park Club there, and I understand that even before sometimes the workers come, you're there wanting to practice. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm always there. I'm there day and night, every hour. I can get into the nets. I'm in the nets, so I'm in the gym. Yeah, that's pretty much my second home, maybe even my first home.
Yes. How important is fitness?
Oh, very important. Just that first test, that my first test showed me how much more work I have to do. Kept that full day, and the legs were a bit tired. It's a lot harder than playing a first-class match. You kind of class it as you're playing a first-class match at 60%, and then you're playing an international match, it's like at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big change, and just some work to be done to get to that level and be consistent. Mm.
Kyle, you reckon that we might have done better in New Zealand, Kyle, when you look at it?
New Zealand is a tough state. If you look around, if you go on history, past history, New Zealand have been playing cricket very good at home. So going to New Zealand is always going to be tough. But as you said, we could have been much better, especially batters. As Joshua said, I don't know if it was lack of fitness or what, because obviously New Zealand put us in the field for a few days and then ran all over us with the ball. Could be that. You never know. Okay, it happened in the 18 series as well. Both games were identical, actually, where New Zealand batted for a long period of time and then put us in probably like a late afternoon or evening. Started around 3:00 and then continued through the next day. But as I said before, it's always going to be tough. If you check the history of New Zealand, they've been playing well for a long time, and especially at home.
Josh, how did you find the conditions in New Zealand? Tough or not really?
It was a bit of a challenge. I enjoy keeping the carry. It was nice. It was always a through bounce. It doesn't wobble or move as much after the bat as it does in England. But it was a good keeping wicket and a good challenge with the bat as well. When the Kookaburra ball doesn't swing as long as the Duke ball. So it was a lot easier when the shine came off, even though they just hit the right areas and they ask the right questions and they use the short ball well. So it's still a challenge. So it's never really easy, but it definitely gets a little bit less of a challenge when the ball gets a bit older.
Mm-hmm. Doc?
Yes. Kyle, can you tell us about your experience with the team during the white ball series?
Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful experience, actually. As I said before, there's no better place to play cricket than in New Zealand. I think New Zealand is a beautiful place to make your debut. It was great, especially being around some of the world's best T20 players, led by Captain Pollard, just came back from the IPL as a champion. It was good to share Josh with him, learn some stuff from him as well. The other younger guys that traveled the cricket circuit, like Nicholas and Hetmeyer, and those guys, obviously I learned some stuff from them as well. But in and all, it was a good experience. Don't mean that we didn't get the result that we wanted, but for me, it was a learning curve for sure.
See, Roland, you're raising your hand?
Yeah, Andrew wanted to say something in relation to Cup News. The way things are looking at the moment, Palmeiras is being looked at and pushed into a T20 player. I really want to let people know that Palmeiras primarily is a batsman who also bowls. I would like really people to think of him as a batsman, because I the way things are going at the moment, I'm seeing the T20 being more pushed around, and you could easily get lost his batting. Remember, Kamir's scored a large number of runs in first class cricket this same year, 4-day cricket, not T20 cricket. So I really want people to keep an eye on him as a cricketer player for the longer form of the game, not necessarily the T20 form. Someone who plays the longer form, but also has the ability to play the shorter form. So that is really something I would like to see happen. And Andrew, I know you're just the man to be making sure that that is pushed in the right direction.
Okay. I certainly want to agree with you. I agree with you 150% on that, Roland. I think that Kyle is good enough to play in the longer version. In fact, I thought that he should have been very close in terms of selection in England. And, you know, sometimes we tend to pigeonhole cricketers into T20 cricketers. I feel like someone like an O'Shane Thomas, in my view, is good enough. You know, he should really and truly be very much someone looking to get him to play some test cricket, get him fit, et cetera, but that certainly is not the case as far as he's concerned. All right, let's go to Jamaica now, gentlemen, and talk to Jackie Hendricks, a former West Indies keeper. Jackie, season's greetings to you. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm fine, thank you, man. Thanks very much.
Yes, all right. Preparing for Christmas, Jackie?
This COVID thing is down here, so it's going to be a very difficult business.
Yeah, we're not hearing you very well, Jackie. I don't know, something seems to be wrong with your phone. Have you gone outside, Jackie? Or you're in the house? You shouldn't be outside, really, in COVID. But we're not hearing you very well.
Can you hear me now?
Well, I'm just speak a bit more.
Maybe I'm not talking to you now.
We're not hearing you very well. Maybe we can get our technical man to have a little word with him and call him back and try to get him on the line. 4341790. You can give us a call and certainly participate in the show. But that experience, as we come back to you, Josh De Silva, was an awesome experience, I'm sure, for you. You know, getting to a 50, you must have felt very good when you got your 50.
Oh, yeah, it was an amazing feeling just to get there. Just to even play the game was an amazing feeling, to top it off with that 50. Disappointed how I got out in the second inning, but it's how it was supposed to end up. So, but a good experience nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle, you're now preparing, of course, for some action at the regional level.
Yeah, I was looking forward to Super 50. I had a decent one last season as well, so I was looking to better that one. Probably get a few more scores, especially during Antigua at Coolidge, Batsman Paradise. I was eyeing up some scores on that.
Yes, and of course, the other venue, the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium. Do you like batting there?
Yeah, I had a few good games there, but I prefer to bat at a smaller ground, obviously. You know, but both good wickets. I think Civic ground is a better ground in terms of a cricket pitch where bowlers can get something out of it as well. But at Coolidge is very flat. Batsman Paradise.
And Josh, of course, you're looking to the Super 50 as well.
Yeah, I've never played on any of the grounds, so it'd be a good experience just to see how they play and get some more runs under my belt in the state cricket.
Mm-hmm. Stay with us. 441-790. Let's try to see if we can pick up Jackie Hendricks again. Let's hope the line is better. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Andrew. I'm back. I don't know whether you're hearing me any better now.
Yes, I think you changed your phone, Jackie. You had that big, expensive phone there in your bedroom, and you decided to pull it out. So you did, in fact, change your phone. How are you, Jackie? Still as young as ever?
And I'm jogging. Not too bad, actually. Not too bad.
And jogging in the mornings up by
just
morning.
Just a little disappointed in our performances in New Zealand.
Mm, yes. How disappointed are you, Jackie?
Well, very. I mean, I thought we'd have done a lot better than the results that turned up. I really don't know what the answer to it is. I have every confidence in Phil Simmons as a coach. I think he has the right formula, but I don't know why things aren't working out. You know.
Mm. You must be very, 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 very concerned. Very, very concerned indeed about it.
And we keep, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, I am one of the old timers. I mean, I remember the days of Holding and Roberts and Garner and those fellas, and even up to Kirkley Ambrose. And if we won the toss, we would send in the opposition quite often.
Mm.
But I think we are doing this now without any. It gives me the impression that we are a little not too confident about our batting. I don't know whether you feel.
No, I agree
the
with
same
you.
Way,
I agree with you. I agree with you. And this is something too that we want to put to Dr. Ford, who defends Jason Holder, you know, all the time. I mean, Jason Holder can do no wrong. But what I find, though, and maybe we can bring in Chris Lewis on this, who's with us, and of course, our good friend, Mr. Roland Butcher. It seems as if every time we win the toss, we are so afraid to bat that we give it away. And, you know, when you're not batting, you really don't want to bat last, really, I think. And this is something that concerns me. Why do you think, Roland Butcher, that every time Jason Holder wins the toss, he's deciding to bowl first? Why is that, Roland? Can you tell me?
Well, Andrew, I mean, as Jackie said, most captains who believe they've got a good attack would, you know, try to, and especially if they feel that there was something in the pitch, would try to put the opposition in. In terms of West Indies, I think there were times, particularly in England, where, you know, I felt it was not the right thing to actually put the opposition in, particularly that last Test match at Old Trafford. Really, you've had an attack that had worked manfully for two previous Test matches in a short space of time. We're obviously very tired. And then to ask that same attack. Remember, Shannon Gabriel had come into the side on the back of very good cricket and showed a lot of courage in the first Test match, a lot of courage to get through the second one. And then on the third one, did exactly the same thing and put him in. So, I mean, for me, that was not the right thing to do at the time because you had to have consideration really for your bowlers. And also it was a chance for the batsmen to put themselves on a bit of pressure. And sometimes the batting, sometimes you need to bat and really say to yourself, conditions are not going to be easy, but I'm going to bat myself to try and bat, put a score on the board and then put the opposition under pressure. It can become a bit of a habit putting the opposition in, but there must be very, very concrete reasons for doing that. And Andrew, just before you go to someone else, I wanted to say good night to Jackie. We haven't spoken for many years. Mm-hmm. So Jackie, really good to hear you, and hope you're well.
Yes, we're going to certainly link with Jackie very, very soon again. Joshua, just before you go, no doubt looking forward after the quarantine period to get back with your family and start, as they say, wheel and come again. There's no carnival in Trinidad next year, so there's no distraction. And no doubt looking to go to Bangladesh.
Yeah, of course. Can't wait to see family and the dog. Miss the dog very much.
Oh, you got a dog. What's the dog's what's the dog's name?
Bailey.
Is he called what?
Bailey. Oh, she's Bailey? Called Bailey.
Okay, wonderful.
She's more spoiled than me. Yeah. So I can't wait. She came and saw me over the balcony in quarantine. So can't wait to see her finally. Yeah.
And of course, Michael and your mom. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, can't wait to see them. It's Christmas time, so family.
Mm. Tell us a bit about yourself. What part of Trinidad and Tobago are you from?
I'm from Digo Martin, the north, kind of northwest side of Trinidad.
Is cricket definitely your first love?
No, I would say football.
Oh, really?
Football was, I was a footballer growing up. Ever since I could walk, I was kicking a ball. Mm-hmm. Always loved cricket. Grew up watching Ramnir Sawan. I used to put the bandana over my head and put on a helmet and imitate him. But yeah, definitely football was something I thought I would do in the long run.
Mm-hmm. So why we have Jackie back? We're gonna bring him in. So why the change then to cricket? I mean, any particular reason why you decided to go for cricket instead of football and play for Man United?
I was in Form 5. I was doing over Form 5, and then I told myself, how many people make it in football and how many people make it in cricket? So right. I weighed the odds and I decided that the choice is obvious and cricket is the way to go. So I didn't even take it seriously after then. Probably a couple of years after is when I really thought that, look, I could probably do something with this.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Stay with us. Let's go back to Jamaica and talk to our friend from the land of wood and water. Jackie, you seem to be dropping out.
Well, I don't know what's wrong. I really don't.
You're okay. All right, so you were making the point that you're very concerned about the fact, you know, that every time we win the toss, we're just decided to bowl first. And that concerns me. But the question I've got for you, Jackie, where do we go from here? I mean, why is it that we're performing so poorly, Jackie?
Well, I don't know. One of my precepts is that practice is a most important thing. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me, I don't know, of course, with the COVID thing, so I'm not going to include that. But normally, and I've always been a little bit concerned that after a tour, everybody seems to disappear and there is no follow-up. Mm. People who have not performed up to scratch on the tour. I've always felt that the coaches should have them in a special practice facility for a period of time and try to sort out their shortcomings. Mm. I don't think anything beats a good long batting practice. Mm-hmm. I think that 10 minutes or 15 minutes in the nets, and plus people trying to hit the ball out of the ground and not playing as though they were in a match, you know? I think that this has been something that I've always wondered why we haven't pursued. And of course, we have had a little